What's up, folks, and welcome to Nino's Corner. Obviously, we see Gavin Newsom getting ready to make a play. And I've talked to Juan about this. It's on ninoscorner.tv. It's pretty extensive. We talk about him and Harris making maneuvers for this type of play that we're about to see happen. Now, I am still going to say that I don't believe we're going into an election cycle. That's my opinion. I have to state it that way on FluffTube, but I think they're going to make a play for somehow to put Newsom in as a vice president and then run for president as either Biden times out, 25th Amendment's out. I think they're going to switch Harris into Feinstein's position. I don't know, but a lot of crazy, funky stuff is about to happen. But first, folks, ageless muscle, folks, ageless muscle. Do you know that you begin to lose muscle as early as 30 years old? Then at 40, research shockingly suggests you begin to lose up to 10% of muscle every decade, and then 15% at age 60. You just wither away. That's why hundreds of thousands are taking action to reverse their muscle loss with this amazing new product. It combines premium ingredients that offer powerful support to build and preserve muscle mass and strength, promote muscular endurance, improve athletic performance, promote muscle hydration, help reduce soreness, and promote post-exercise recovery. Go to Ageless Muscle, folks. You can save 41% this month only. Simply go to Ageless Muscle. It's down there below. All right, folks, hit the link below and get started with some muscle with Nino. Muscle with Nino. All right. I'm concerned about this. We see that Hobbs has left to D.C. She put the Treasury to take her place. There's some weird stuff happening in Arizona. They're at the drawing board right now trying to figure this mess out, folks. I promise you. And I'm going to say it's going to get so bad, so ugly, that somehow the election is somewhat is going to be interrupted. It's going to be interrupted. Let's read here this article with Newsom, in which it states that it's the Sacramento Bee here. Governor Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis will face off on Fox. So they're already pairing these two. They're hoping to take away the thunder and the limelight from Trump and pair these two. And I'm telling you right now, something's happening with Gavin Newsom. As Juan has stated just recently on ninoscorner.tv, it's up there now. I'm going to be putting it up tonight. But folks, this Democrat musical chair, it looks like Gavin Newsom is now their favorite. They're going to be moving forward with him. And Harris is going to take a back seat. So what they're going to try to do here with Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis will face off on Fox. Who's taking the bigger political risk? Governor Newsom has been challenging DeSantis to debate for months and sent him a formal. Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis are entering uncharted territory in their pursuit of political stardom. A nationally televised debate between two politicians not running for office against one another is a rarity. About the closest modern parallel is the November 1993 face-off between Vice President Al Gore and 1992 presidential candidate Ross Perot over trade policy, moderated by CNN's Larry King. The only reason they're doing this, folks, is to give Newsom the limelight to shine, so that way when they put him in, it looks really people. He starts pulling the crowd towards him. It means risks and rewards are largely unknown. But what I'm saying here, folks, there's a method to the madness. That's all I'm saying. They're going to position this guy. That's what I see happening. They're going to position him in, probably to take Kamala's place as vice, and then maneuver Kamala out, and then have Newsom run against Trump, or however they plan to do this. And then I'm saying, I doubt the election will even happen, but that's my opinion. Fox News announced Monday that Newsom and DeSantis will meet on November 30th in Georgia with Fox News host Sean Hannity as moderator. The news channel is calling the event the red state versus the blue state debate. DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is running for the Republican presidential nomination next year. Newsom, the governor of California, is trying to establish himself as the leading Democratic voice in the post Joe Biden era. So they're saying the post Joe Biden era. Bullshit. Get ready, folks. The Democrat musical chairs has begun. What they say and how they look is likely to fix their images to voters' minds for a long time. Count on both to show up with a collection of carefully polished zingers. The thing we remember about these debates, the one-liners, said Gibbs Knotts, Dean of the School of Humanities and Social Sciences of the College of Charleston. If it goes badly and you make a gaffe, in this day and age where something gets repeated, you have memes made about you. He said Gibbs is author of First in the South, Why South Carolina's Presidential Primary Matters. The biggest reward may come from simply showing up. And that's all they need, folks. That is all they need. That's all they need on this. Both candidates win the debate by the very nature of it occurring, said Jacob Thompson, a presidential debate expert at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Their goal is both media attention and name recognition. Folks, I'm telling you, Newsom has stated before, I'm not running. I'm going to do post. He's trying to make his name for the post Biden era. This is all strategic right here, folks. Gaffes tend to be less important now, he said. That is particularly true in a debate like this one, where each candidate is trying to solidify his base by giving supporters plenty of highlights, talking points, and rallying cries. Politics is bitterly partisan, and partisanship inspires people to vote against rather than for someone, Thompson said. You're there to root against the other person doing well. How well your candidate does is given for you. You think they are perfect, folks. The obvious thing I'm declaring here is that they're maneuvering Newsom into the limelight to outshine Biden so that when they take out Harris or they take out Biden, he's the next guy. That's what they're going to do here. And I think it's very, very obvious. I could read more into this, but there's no need. I'm making my point. So get ready for the show. This is the show, as Juana said, and it looks like they're going to go this direction. Now, what are they doing with Hobbs? I'm not sure. We're watching that as well. But they're at the drawing board right now. They're at the drawing board right now, figuring all this out to pull one over on you. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Go to ninoscorner.tv and watch the Juana Osaven interview I just conducted right now. Also, SGAnon is up there right now as well. So it's fire, folks. You're going to need this channel. I promise you, you're going to need this channel.